Talk to me about the superintendent transition and how that's all going.
Oh, that's a great question. It's going fantastic. I couldn't be more pleased with the board selection. I've now spent 3 to 4 months with Dr. Cheryl Logan, and I will tell you, she not only has the right experiences and understandings of urban education, she's actually just a delightful person. She's really neat. I just enjoy spending time with her. When you're in a position like this, you want to hand off the baton and believe that the next person that holds it can continue running around the track. And in this case, I think we're just going to continue accelerating growth under her leadership. And I think her demeanor, her personality is, we are, the district as a whole is ripe for that. And I have to be honest, I mean, I'm quite excited to have our first female superintendent, first minority female, but to have all of that in the same package with the capacity that she has and her understanding of urban ed. I mean, she's lived through some challenges. Philadelphia is not an easy setting, and she served in a high capacity there, is probably basically the number two in command there in that very large, over 100,000 student district. And she performed well there, and she performed well previous to that in Maryland in several settings as a high school principal and elementary principal. She brings in experiences that are really, really good for what we need in this urban school system.
So in terms of you, as you're getting ready to head out the door, what are some things you're most proud of from your time spent here?
Actually, the list is pretty long of things that I feel really good about, from the 2014 bond issue to finding a way to implement a student assignment plan effectively, and from improving and finding a way to get busing right, to starting the first virtual school in the state of Nebraska, to showing improvement in student achievement in every area. The only area we flatlined in was math, but all the reading, science, everything is higher today than it was when I came. The achievement gaps at its lowest level ever. Our graduation rate is at its highest level ever at approximately 80%, which I have to give a shout out to our whole community on this. We keep vacillating between number 2 and 3 in the nation in the top 100 school districts, size-wise, in the United States of America. But I will tell you this, people always ask, well, what's the one thing, if you had to name one thing, which is hard because there's a long list of things to feel good about. I think the thing that is most difficult to do is to turn around schools that have been persistent low-achieving schools. And we had a group identified by the state of Nebraska, there were 11 of them, that were called persistent low-achieving schools, and we had one of them that was even named a priority school. They said it's one of the 3 most difficult and challenged schools in the state of Nebraska, which is a harsh pill to swallow. Mm-hmm. That school was Druid Hill Elementary School. The really, really neat thing, and the reason I take that persistent low-achieving school group and look at them today and say it's our proudest, and what I'm most proud of is what we've done as a district and community. 8 out of 10 of those schools are now showing either high single digit or double digit growth. Druid Hill, which was identified as a priority school, is now off the list and now considered a turnaround model. I know how hard that work is, and it took a reorganization of the district, a refocus of resources, and a whole lot of hard work by a whole lot of people.